Welcome back to Free Marijuana Podcast. Alexa Ramfjord is my guest in the studio. Welcome to the show, Alexa.
Thank you so much.
So you're a woman in the cannabis space.
I am.
And you used to sell edibles?
Yes, I have sold wholesale edibles for the last few years in the industry.
So you represented an edibles company,
or
several,
mm-hmm.
and you went into dispensaries.
I did, and I sold the products.
And talked to owners.
Exactly.
So what was that like? That's got to be an experience.
It was great. I fortunately had a great product to work with, so it sold itself. And
never sells itself.
Yeah, I guess.
Otherwise, we wouldn't exist.
Well, you know, samples go a long way mm-hmm. in the marijuana industry. I have definitely found that. But, yeah, it was great going in there, giving my knowledge. The product that I sold most recently was definitely a little bit more specialized.
You're doing hand gestures on radio.
I'm trying
okay,
to find the word.
Okay.
It was more of a niche kind of a thing. There mm-hmm. weren't too many products like it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely something that I had to educate people about, why it was better, how it affected you differently than other edibles on the market, and all that good stuff.
It's interesting you say educate as opposed to persuade.
Oh, yes.
Is that what the market's really about, educating?
Absolutely. Yes, you have to educate the owners, the managers, the bud tenders, and then finally the public.
Right. Do you help pulling through on sales? Do you help go to the dispensaries and help them with their customers?
Absolutely.
That has to be part of a detail
yes.
work, we call it.
Yep. Bud tender education programs. We had a lot of those going on. We would go in there and, you know, go before they open or after they close and get their full attention and give them good selling points on the products that we would sell.
Okay, so I want to do another episode with you.
Okay.
And I want to find out what the difference is between a good edible
okay.
and a bad edible.
Okay.